I'm just saying, bro. Episode 109. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. See y'all the first to all our videos. We are everywhere you can stream a podcast. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Anchor, Public, Stitcher. Radio anywhere Public. You listen to a podcast, we there, man. Just type us up. I'm just saying, bro, podcast, man, and show us some love, man. But, you know, me and bro had a couple single episodes and all of that. But we back. You hear me? We back. Don't worry. Everything is okay.
Everything is perfectly fine. We brothers.
This is a little busy. But no, bro, obviously. No, but big news in the NFL, bro. Bobby Wagner signed with the Rams, bro, on a 5-year, $50 million deal. And I don't know about you, but I'm sitting over here. When I saw it earlier, I'm like, bro, I don't understand how does this work? They say it's a cap space. They say you can only sign players to contracts under this cap. You know what I'm saying? And then that's the reason why it's luxury tech, all that weird stuff. I just don't understand how the Rams are the only team in the NFL that always got cap space. They always got some room to sign somebody to a big contract. Like, I don't get it. Now, they haven't even signed Aaron Donald yet. So now I'm just like, they saying he coming back. So now I'm like, well, what is he going to get paid? And where is y'all going to get this money? Like, somebody's scheming somewhere. Somehow somebody's scheming, bro. And I ain't going for it. I'm not going for it, bro. I'm really not. Because you got to explain it to me. How y'all signing this man to a 5-year, $50 million deal? How y'all doing that? And why y'all got to have everybody, dog? Y'all just won. Relax. Let somebody sign. I'm just pissed because I wanted the Eagles to sign him, really. But, bro, like, I just think it's ridiculous that the Rams, like, just always get those – free agents now. Like, if this, I mean, you paid Matt Stafford, explain it, bro. I just don't get it.
All right, so a couple things to say. The craziest part to me is with incentives, his contract could be up to 65, I think it was, million. That's ridiculous. 5 years, 65. That's ridiculous. Come on, yo, bro. Like, that's ridiculous. But I will also say, shout out to Tone, because I was talking to him earlier. And, you know, niggas being a bunch of group messages and shit. But I was talking to Tone earlier in the group message, and basically what he said was Jared Goff and Brandon Cooks, their contracts came off the books finally. So that freed up cap space. He also said that Matthew Stafford, his extension cleared up cap space on some Tom Brady-ish. You know how Brady be, you mean, okay, his contract. So,
they restructured it. Basically, it's like a roster bonus, and so his salary is lower. Okay. Yep.
And Andrew Whitworth, he retired. So that also freed up a little bit of space. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not going to say they cheating, but I agree with you. It is kind of wild that they keep coming up with all this cash, but they must be making the numbers work, because I don't think the NFL just letting somebody scheme like that for real. But that's wild, bro. It is.
Well, I mean, you answered 100%. You answered my questions, though. I'm like, how? I asked how. I didn't think you was going to have an answer. You surprised the hell out of me. You definitely had an answer. I didn't know about none of that. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I didn't know about none of that. So that was great. I'm just like,
talking about it today, bro.
How they work that out? Like, I don't understand how the money just works out. You feel me? But when you say all of that, it makes sense. Like, I get it. Because you know how we do it with the Eagles every year. It's restructuring all the contracts and all that.
Facts, bro. Like, we was literally just talking about it today, and I was kind of thinking the same thing like you. I was thinking, like, you mean, like, y'all signing all these, like, and it's not like y'all just signing young players. Y'all signing veteran players that are proven, so you actually got to pay them. Like, it ain't like you could give them a prove-it deal. They're already proven. Like, so at the same time, I understand where you're coming from, but that's what he said. I didn't, you know, go verify the facts, but it sounds about right when you think about Brandon Cooks and Jared Goff contracts coming off the books. They both, Brandon Cooks left a couple years ago. Jared Goff left a year or so ago, and he only had like a year or so left on his contract. So that makes sense. But yeah, bro, it just seemed like it seemed like they got very I don't want to say lucky, but you know it's always luck involved. I feel like they've been lucky and everything just fell the right way for them, low key. Like you win a Super Bowl, you sign Odell, who's going crazy. He would have had like 200 yards in that Super Bowl game if he ain't get hurt. He was going crazy.
He would have probably been an MVP. You know, it's politics, but he would have probably been an MVP.
He would have won it, bro. He would have went for like 200 plus and like 2-3 touchdowns if he stayed healthy, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, everything just fell right for the Rams. And I mean, I'm not upset with it because Sean McVay deserved that low-key. Like, he coached Jared Goff to a Super Bowl. So, like, if it's anybody that deserved it, it was definitely him. And you know, everything just shook out their way. So they caught a little luck. I mean, hey, it is what it is. It happens to a couple teams every year, for real, for real. They catch a little bit of luck. They get the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, man, but I don't know. Maybe they the new little dynasty, or maybe not dynasty, because I can't say that, but maybe they're going to shake something this year, too. I mean, obviously, Tom Brady coming back, obviously, that affects a lot in the NFC, but still, the Rams, man, I just don't understand. And they signed Odell, because I'm hearing that he might go back to the Browns. Him and Jarvis might go play with Deshaun, which I – amen. Don't act crazy now. We ain't even been getting into no Deshaun. I don't even think we talked about Deshaun Watson at all in Cleveland, but I'm going to wait for that because, you know, I still think he probably gets suspended because I think they hating on him because his contract is guaranteed. And the way they did his contract, if they suspend him this year, they take him from a $1 million salary. They only gave him a $1 million salary this year. Like, that was crazy how they restructured his contract and all that. But, yeah, Odell, we might got to talk about this, bro. That's not broken up. Talk about that though. We might have to talk about that for a second. To get on a tangent. I'm sorry. I know we were talking about the Rams, and I knew we was talking about that. But I'm sorry. We've yet to talk about him together. I mean, I don't know if you did a lot on your Dolo on East Speech. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, make sure y'all go to the playlist on I'm Just Saying Bro page and go look out bro last episode on eSpeaks. I got a episode on Strictly Stuff, man. Show us some love on that.
Show love on both them joints.
Real rap. We got quick videos for y'all because I know sometimes like, man, I ain't nobody trying to listen to no hour and 20. I get it. I mean, you trying to listen to something quick, you mean whatever the case may be. So we got those little quick videos for y'all. But back to Deshaun, bro. I'm sorry, like I said, to go on a tangent, but I just wanted to bring this up for a second, because you know, the night he got signed, I text you and I was pissed, obviously, for obvious reasons, because I wanted the Eagles to get him. You know, sometimes I get upset, like, you know, and I said some crazy stuff to you. I don't know if you remember what I said, but I was getting crazy that night. I'm not gonna say it on camera because I was getting crazy, but yeah, I don't think that though. I just wanted to say that to you. I was tripping.
I know you don't think that. I know you don't. You crazy. No,
I was just basically saying that he wasn't going to do anything, but I was tripping. Deshaun, if he gets, first of all, he don't even need Jarvis and Odell. But if he gets them, listen. Now the Browns, what was that? 2 years ago when Baker was snapping? 3 years ago, maybe it was. I think it was like 2019. It was like 2019 or whatever, something like that. When he was snapping and they was in the playoffs, and I think they beat Pittsburgh, right? They beat Pittsburgh, bro. The AFC is going to be so crazy, bro. The playoffs in the AFC is going to be ridiculous, man. And the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill, I think it's going to be a big, 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 big difference. It's going to be a big change in the AFC as far as the powers and power rankings and all that. I don't think the Chiefs going to have a good year. I think they're going to be missing a lot with Tyreek, bro. Juju cool and all that, but how many times are we going to throw it to Travis Kelce? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, Deshaun. I'm glad
we finally recording this episode. So, yes. Continue.
Deshaun over there with the Browns, with that running game, with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, bro.
And whoever other young boys,
and they even get, thank you. They have two young boys. They got two young boys that took over when Chubb and Kareem Hunt got hurt. Mm-hmm. Ran for 100 yards a couple times. The one boy, I forgot his damn name, but I can't think of it right now. But it was
something with an apostrophe. He was going crazy.
D something, whatever his name is. D. Ernest Johnson. That was his name.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. E. Ernest Johnson. I knew it would come to me, but they got some young boys out there. So you got four. I'm gonna just say three, but you got three. You got three nice running backs. You go get Odell. You go get Jarvis. Sign him back. You got a tight end because they got Njoku, and I'm so happy for Njoku, yo. He's finally gonna have a quarterback to throw to him because I think he's one of the most underrated tight ends in the league. Now, mind you, he can't stay healthy, but Deshaun with all these weapons, man, it's going to be dangerous. And I'm going to say it first before anybody hop on the bandwagon, because obviously everybody going to hate on Deshaun right now. But when he start playing, regardless of when he gets suspended, whatever the case, after all of that is over, watch out for the Browns, bro, because their defense already like that. They got a young defense, a young secondary, a great line. Some good linebackers. Like, they got everything that you need. Like, they just drafted a young linebacker, my fault too, from Notre Dame. Dude, I wanted us to draft. But listen, they got everything you need for Deshaun. And, hey, man, watch out for them Browns, man, because he going to make some noise. And people going to be hating, man. And it's going to be bad. All the stuff, I already know. They going to kill my man, but he's going to be hooping. As long as he going to do what he do, he going to hoop. With all them weapons around him, they talking all of this Chargers and all this. And I like them. I like all them teams. Oakland, I like all of them. But listen here. Watch out for Cleveland, man. They gonna be something to watch this year, man. They gonna be special, man.
All right, bro. So 100%, you just touched on two topics I wanted to touch on. First off, you knew you was tripping.
Yeah.
You knew you was tripping. I was sitting in the DMV getting my license changed over from state to state. And I'm like, yo, bro tripping. He just upset that Deshaun ain't come to the Eagles or some shit like that. But you knew you was tripping. That team is crazy, bro. And then when we talking about the possibility of Odell and Jarvis or either one of them, honestly.
Yeah.
And then we also talking about the fact that the Cleveland Browns defense is crazy. Or they were crazy. From year to year, sometimes things happen.
Thanks.
But they were crazy. When we talking about that, we talking about Deshaun, a player that honestly is probably one of the closest guys to, prime Tom Brady that can make it happen with a bunch of bums at receiver. And he don't even have a bunch of bums at receiver.
Thanks.
So, I think it's going to be really shaken up. And the other thing that you talked about that I definitely wanted to talk about with the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill. I think a lot of people are taking that for granted, are taking Tyreek Hill for granted. Mm-hmm. Number one, we don't even got – matter of fact, I'm going to just throw number one out there. This is the easy one. Fastest, quickest, whatever receiver in the NFL, easily. So you already know you got double covering. Then we could get right into the number two because I just brought it up. You got a double covering every time. Like, there's no player. There's really no cornerback that you could put one-on-one with Tyreek Hill. You have to give him safety help.
Yeah, even Jalen Ramsey, because he's he's too fast.
Exactly. You make one mistake, he's in the end zone, bro. So that's my number two. Like, you got to take account that he, bro. You can't single cover him. So let's just take that into account. And then number three, we're not even on trip. It's a lot of fast receivers in this class. I agree 100% with what everybody's saying. The combine was nuts. It's a lot of fast receivers. But it's not going to be a lot of Tyreek Hills. It's going to be a lot of fast receivers, but it's not going to be a lot of Tyreek Hills. Yes, he took a couple years to develop. Yes, this, that, and the third. But a lot of that has to do with work ethic.
Yeah,
and there's only certain players that have that work ethic, bro.
Yeah, you can't replace
it's only certain like players that had them intangibles, bro. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, like, I understand what everybody's saying. Yeah, they got this many first round picks and this, that, and the third, but I still think it's going to take them a couple years to replace what Tyreek Hill give you. Like, he's a speedster, yes, but he's not one dimensional anymore. He worked himself into being
facts. We watched him. He was a punt returner. Like, we don't.
bro, he was a punt returner and a gadget player. He was taking carries out the backfield at one point. We not going trip. We actually watch games. He was taking carries out the backfield at one point, and not. I'm not talking about jet sweeps and all that weird shit. I'm talking about literally lining up at running back someplace, bro. You remember that?
Yeah, bro. I remember when he first came, because obviously, remember, he had problems or whatever, background problems and all that in his life and all that. That was the whole point. I mean, the Chiefs gave him a shot, like a chance, like, you know what I'm saying? So they was putting him in there like the Debo thing. He was like, he was giving us them Debo vibes at first. They was using him everywhere, like you said, a gadget player, right? And then he was like, oh, that's because I remember he the year he made the Pro Bowl, Jalen Ramsey was mad. And at his press conference, he said he made it as a return specialist, not as a wide receiver. Get it straight. Like, and I'm like, that is true. Like
he was hating, though. That's definitely hate.
He was. He was.
That's definitely
hate. He was.
That's definitely hate.
That's a conversation for another day, but yeah, he definitely was hating. But I'm just saying, though, like, he definitely was a gadget player and like a, you know, return specialist and all that stuff. So
yeah,
but I think a lot of people take him for granted as well, bro. Like it's crazy, because if you tell me you watch NFL games, right, and you watch, like, it's like you don't see what he do, bro. Like, he makes the game easier for Pat Mahomes. And yes, we all know the talent Pat Mahomes has. You know what I'm saying? And some might argue, well, Tyreek wasn't showing up in those big games, or he was getting strapped, or he wasn't doing too much. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's, you know what I'm saying? And Pat Mahomes was doing a lot, because we did see that. Pat Mahomes out here flying, and you know what I'm saying? And it seemed like Tyreek Hill couldn't get open. Like, you know what I'm saying? But come on, bro. You're not going to sit here and tell me that Pat Mahomes' stats would look like they would coming into the league if he didn't have Tyreek Hill. And I think if you believe that, I don't know. I really can't trust your sports knowledge. I really can't. I don't even want to have no conversation with you, because he made life easier for Pat Mahomes. Now, yes, Pat Mahomes, he that dude. Like, don't get it messed up. I would never disrespect Pat Mahomes like that. But I'm just saying, like, it's going to be a big difference this year. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a big difference. And y'all going to see. Y'all going to see. Like, I ain't even going to sit here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, bro, it's going to be a big difference without Tyreek. You can't throw it to Travis Kelce all the time. And I like Juju, but listen, I don't. He your number one now?
And, bro, can we talk about – it's one thing that I got to talk about with Tyreek. And I agree with you 100%. Juju as the number one, no. But he technically – won't have to be number one as long as Kelce stay healthy, because Kelce going to be the number one. He going to be seeing a lot of the double teams and different shit like that. But it's one thing I need to talk about with Tyreek Hill. And I think this is the point that a lot of people is missing. Besides the fact that he's the fastest receiver in the NFL, besides the fact that he's always double covered, because there's no way you could cover him if you got him in single coverage all game. Dudes don't talk about enough the fact that a lot of BS that Pat Mahomes throw up, he is immaculate at adjusting and going to get the ball, bro. Like, immaculate at adjusting and going to get the ball, bro. Like, he will slow down and come back for the ball. He will jump over whoever, like, he'll jump over a defender that's taller than him to catch a pass. Like, bro, it's a lot of stuff that he do in that aspect when Pat just throwing up some BS that a lot of people, I think, are taking for granted, bro. And I think that's going to be completely different this year. But that was my last point, bro.
That's a great point. And I see people making the jokes, too, are going to be like, oh, Tyreek down there somewhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? We watch Pat Mahomes do that. So, hey, if you watch the games, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watch the games. And I, like I said, no disrespect to Pat Mahomes, but we know sometimes he be on some bull. It'd be like, come on, what Sharpie saying? You want some bull job. He throwing up that bull job. I don't know what he be doing sometimes. Like, you know, it's not all the time, but, you know, Pat getting his bag sometimes where he be filling himself. And he just throw it up there, and then Tyreek grab it, or Travis Kelce make a great catch. And you know what I'm saying? They save him from getting those picks, where if you got a player like, say, a Jalen Hurts would throw it up there, and you got Jalen Reagor back there. You know what I'm saying?
He not making that same adjustment.
Yeah, it's like it's a difference when you got that talent. Like, they're gonna miss that talent. They're gonna miss Tyreek Hill, I'm telling you. And they disrespecting Tua. Listen, Tua is accurate. First of all, I don't know why people act like he's not accurate. They talking about he gonna be throwing the ball in between them. And all that. I saw so many memes. I'm like, yo, y'all drunk. Like, stall bro out. Like, he's cool, bro. Like, I think they gonna be fine, bro. And with those, like you said, when you know, he speaks, that might be like the fastest duo in the NFL, man. And that's going to be nasty. That's going to be nasty. And I don't know. Did they keep, what's the name? The other speedster that's always injured.
Ooh, oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. That was our guy too. What's his name? Preston Williams.
Yeah. No, not Preston Williams, bro.
Who? Oh, Jakeem Grant.
No, not him. Oh, he got traded to Chicago or something.
Will Fuller? Somebody like
there who? You go. Will Fuller. Is he still there?
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't know, so I'm about to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I ain't even gonna lie to you. But I was wondering if he was still there too, because I'm like, God damn, that's a fast read. That's crazy.
Nah, he a free agent, bro.
Oh, all right. I'm about to say, because that's even crazier. But nah, two are gonna be fine, bro. Because the thing is, with those two fast receivers, they're gonna be finding them open spots, and once you get them in that open space, it's gonna be sickening watching Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Oh my, it's gonna be sickening. And then y'all forgetting they got a tight end. They got running backs now because they signed Mostert. They signed a couple guys or whatever. Dolphins gonna be all right, man. But like I said, the Chiefs gonna be missing a lot, man. Not having Tyreek Hill, man. And we went from Deshaun to the Chiefs or whatever, but yeah. Definitely had to talk about Tyreek Hill, because I feel like, yeah, a lot of people sleeping on my guy, man. Don't disrespect that guy.
I think a lot of people is just being super disrespectful. Like, they acting like he not bull. Like, he didn't turn into a real wide receiver. Like, and better than a lot of people best wide receiver.
Facts.
Better than a lot of y'all favorite wide receivers. Like, what is niggas talking about?
Facts. But, bro, we got to get into your man Tom Brady, man. The GOAT. Getting B.A. fired, bro. And supposedly, B.A. came out today and said that there's no riff, there's no problems. He just decided that he wanted to, you know, work in the front office. And I don't even want to sit here and talk about this too long, because anybody with a brain knows that Tom Brady has something to do with this. At the end of the day, I was hearing, if you know, which I'm pretty sure, you know, if you into sports, you know this, like during the season, they were saying that Tom Brady and Byron Leftwich, like, were like really on, like, trying to change the playbook, because obviously everybody know Bruce Arians' playbook. Throw it up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully Mike Evans or Chris Godwin catch that joint. Like, if we gonna keep attacking like that, you know what I'm saying? Which is why Brady be throwing so goddamn much. But Brady wanted to do more short and intermediate stuff, like how he was doing with the Patriots, and they was bumping heads because obviously he old school. He like, I'm not changing my whole playbook for what you want. Like, you know what I'm saying? So obviously Byron Leftwich, Tom Brady was bumping heads with Bruce Arians. Supposedly, this is what was going on throughout the year last season. So it just don't make no sense. The timing of it to me, it's free agency, two weeks into free agency, draft, you know what I'm saying, next month. It was just very interesting to me. Like, I just didn't understand it. And now he got a front office role. If anything, retire and then, like, you know what I'm saying, go home to the kids and just live your life. No, he's about to go have a front office job. That don't make sense. So it's not like he don't want to work. He just want, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would have made more sense. I would have been like, oh, all right. I guess he just decided to hang it up. Like, hey, man, I won one. I'm going to just hang it up. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't buying it, bro. I'm not buying none of that. Like, I know Tom Brady has something to do with it. He said, listen, I'm not coming back. That's why he retired. Look, I'm not coming back if board of head coach. Y'all better do something, body. They called him up a month later. Yo, look. We about to get him out of here. What we gonna do is, we can't fire him, but we gonna move him. You mean we just gonna do it like that? Let's come back. I'm retired, man. You good? We got you. We gonna get a job to Todd, and we gonna just rock out like that. That's why Tom Brady unretired. Everybody like, why he unretired? Because somebody called him and told him something. Like, yeah, we getting Bruce Arians out of here. All right, cool. I'm coming back now. I'm about to win another bowl. You feel me? Hey, he get on my nerves, but
hey, I got two things. One is that I completely 100% agree with you that Tom Brady has something to do with it. 1,000% I agree with you. Now, my second thing is, I have a question. And if the answer to my question is a yes, this is even more interesting. Was Todd Bowles the coach of them Jets teams that beat the Patriots in the playoffs them 2 years?
Yo, see, this is why we have a podcast together. This is exactly why we have a podcast together. I just said it, and I'm dropping that episode. Make sure y'all tune in. Strictly Stuff.
And I ain't see the episode, so
he ain't even see it yet. Bro, ain't even see that, John. That's why we here. I just said this. 12 o'clock last night on my episode. I just said this. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Oh,
that was my question.
Oh, that was your question. Yes, he was.
He was the coach.
With Mark Sanchez and those dudes, when they was making those runs with Darrell Revis and all that, Revis Island and all that, he was the coach of those teams. And I said last night, well, yeah, y'all go see what I said last night. But yeah, bro, that's hilarious. Because so I was like,
since the answer to that question is yes, it makes perfect sense to me. I don't need nothing else. I don't need nothing else. I see exactly what Brady wanted. I see exactly what the Bucks decided to do. I see it. It's cool. I understand 100%. Todd Bowles as the head coach of the Buccaneers is about to be crazy with Tom Brady at quarterback, bro. That's I really don't have nothing else to say. Like that was the only thing that was on my mind, and it's been on my mind since. Well, maybe that was just yesterday that I texted you and said Bruce Arians stepped down. But it's been on my mind since I texted you and said that. And then I seen that they said Todd Bowles was getting promoted to head coach. I was like, huh? Wasn't he the coach of the Jets when they went, 11-5 two seasons in a row and kicked the Patriots out the playoffs two seasons in a row?
Yep.
Bro, that was on my mind since I heard
it. Couldn't get it done, like in the AFC Championship. But listen.
Oh, that was when they was calling.
I just want to bring this up real quick. If you play fantasy, I'm just going to give y'all, just because of the coaching change, watch out for Giovanni Bernard or whoever, if they draft a little running back, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Facts. Watch out for that.
Facts.
Because he's going to be key this year, because they're not going to be running with Leonard Fournette left, I believe. Didn't he go to the Patriots or something? Or did they re-sign him? No, I think they re-signed him. And Rojo went to that's what happened. Leonard Fournette got re-signed. And damn, where did he go?
Leonard Fournette definitely got re-signed. I have no clue where Rojo went.
Rojo went somewhere, but I know he left, but watch out if you play fantasy. I just wanted to bring that up real quick.
Look, bro. Know what? NFL gonna be real interesting next season. That's all I got to say. I'm gonna save my thoughts for the next episode or whatever. I'm gonna save the extra thoughts that I just had for the next episode. We've been on the Buccaneers and all that and Todd Bowles for long enough.
So I'm gonna save my thoughts. Real. But hey, bro, I wanted to ask you, bro. Who do you think? Obviously, with Kyrie, and you know, he can play home games and stuff like that. Who do you think? Who do you guys your favorites in the East? Like, I really wanted to ask you that, because last night I was talking, and I like the Bucks is really starting to, like, because I feel like nobody been talking about the Bucks really. They've been chilling, they've been sitting back, but they got that. You know what I'm saying? They just won a chip. Giannis know what it feel like now to win a chip. Like, he was already crazy. Like, now he know what it feel like. He know that. You know what I mean? Who you think? Because I don't know. Like, I don't think the Sixers just ain't ready. Like, we did James Harden, not it.
I'm gonna be 100% honest, bro. My two favorites in the East is the Bucks, 100%, because of the continuity they got, and the fact that they brought a couple good guys in there. Then they grabbed George Hill, they grabbed Serge Ibaka. Like, these is vets that we talking about. They grabbed a couple different dudes. I know they lost a couple dudes too, but they grab a couple different dudes that is vets and they know what it takes. And then my second one, unfortunately, I hate saying it, but it's the Nets. And it has nothing to do. Well, no, it does have something to do with people that came from the Sixers, because the two keys to me is Seth Curry and Andre Drummond. We already know what KD and Kyrie going to do. But what is Drummond and Seth Curry going to give you on a nightly basis? Those are the two keys to me for the Nets. But honestly, my favorite, if I had to pick one, is the Bucks. But there's a third team that's sneaking up. Them Celtics.
Ooh.
Them Celtics. Okay. With what's my guy name? M.A. Oduko or whatever his name is, the head coach. Them boys different. Them boys different with him as the head coach, bro. If they could stay healthy, them boys is different with him as the head coach, bro. They've been playing a lot better. Marcus Smart called them boys out earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, that'd be type of stuff that makes championship runs, bro.
Yeah.
That'd be the type of stuff.
I will say one thing, though. They lost Robert Williams. He got a torn meniscus. I will say that. That's a big loss for them, though. I will say that.
But if they make it far enough in the playoffs, he's going to come back. They said 4 to 6 weeks.
True.
If they make it far enough, if.
Yeah. It's good, but he was a big difference for them, especially on the defensive end, bro, and just catching those oops and all of that stuff, bro. I swear, every time they on a run, it's this dude, Robert. He started off. He started catching oops and stuff. Then Jason Tatum started getting in his bag. They just start going crazy, but.
Bro, he be flying.
Yeah, he definitely do. They don't be playing no games. I fuck with bro. It's my guy, man. But the Sixers game tonight, man, we played Detroit, man. We even folded against the Bucks, folded against the Suns. And, I don't like our chances, man. That's why I wanted to ask you the favorites or whatever, because I'm off the Sixers right now. But I tell you what, and if you ain't got nothing on this, we could go. I mean, you know, we'd be right back at it. But the Phoenix Suns and the Warriors. I would love to see that in the Western Conference Finals. I don't know if you was watching that game last night, but Jay Crowder and Draymond was going at it, bro. And I would just love to see that in a 7-game series. I just wanted to say that. Watch out for the Warriors, man. I want to see that in the Western Conference Finals. Now, I think that might be the Western Conference Finals. If everything play out like that with all the seed and all of that, if it can happen. I definitely think that. Watch out for that, man, because that's going to be interesting. That game last night was great, yo. You watched it. Well, it was crazy.
Hey, bro, I like that a lot, and I think that would be very interesting too, but I would also love to see either one of them teams against Memphis. I think
John commented on the page and he had a point, bro. Did you see his comment, bro?
Yeah, I did.
That was a good point, bro. I don't know if they ready, but they seem like they ready, bro. I feel like when they played against Steph and them, and I know they're going to be like, oh, no, no. I think they ready, man. I think they ready. Ja getting his rest right now. You know, he had his little knee injury, but I think he's fine. Like, I think
I ain't going to hold you, bro. I think they ready too. And the reason I think they ready is because of the vets they got on that team. Steven Adams, vet. Tyus Jones, not that people pay attention, but he's a vet.
Yo, backup point guard, him and Brandon Clark, that little pick and roll that they do, they are automatic like 8 to 10 points right there off the bench just with that pick and roll. Yeah, if you watch the Memphis games every time, it'd be crazy.
Real rap, bro. I think them two is vet. It was somebody else that I was about to say is a vet, and I can't even. Kyle Anderson, another vet. Mm-hmm. And let's not talk about the fact that I think Tyus Jones and Kyle Anderson both played for the Spurs. So that's super. That's super veteranship, if that's a word.
Yeah.
For real.
They did, because I think now his little brother is playing. Tyus Jones' little brother is playing for the Spurs. Trey Jones. Yeah.
Yep. So, bro, I know that, like, you know, you got a lot of young guys, but all you need is a couple vets in the mix, and they get you ready for real.
Yeah, that's why they was mad at Iggy for not wanting to stay or whatever. Dylan Brooks called him out, like, yeah, he ain't believe in the vision or whatever, but, you know, stay over there where you at. We believed, and now we here, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I like to hear, man. Make it spicy. Yeah, make that thing spicy for the playoffs. You hear it? Little red pepper seeds, little hot sauce, and a little spicy.
Throw the sriracha in there too. Get him out. Yeah, you be. I like that, bro. Look, if any of those three teams is in the Western Conference Finals, I'd be happy. Like, as long as there's two of those three teams, I'd be happy. I think it's going to be a good series either way with those three teams, bro, honestly.
That's real. And, hey, look, before we go, bro, I want to ask you this. Obviously, we haven't got nothing with March Madness. Obviously, all those games, there ain't no way to possibly talk about every goddamn
game. Yeah, we would have to record an episode every day.
Yeah, but obviously, we got the Final Four. And I just want to ask you, who you think will win this out of the Final Four? You ain't got to go all deep into it or nothing like that, but who you got winning? Think they're going to pull it out? Obviously, we got the UNC versus Duke. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy, my friend. But, yeah, who you got? What you got, man?
See, the thing is, I don't even watch that much until the tournament starts. So I've been watching a little bit since the tournament started. And, bro, I know this is probably going to be unpopular, but I really like UNC. They got some hoopers over there, bro. UNC got some hoopers over there, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. You're going to have to take down Duke, and then you're going to have to take down another high-ass seed. But I like UNC, bro. I think they hit their stride at the perfect time, so I think they definitely got a chance. And I think, like, if I'm a betting man, if we talking about all that, I'm probably taking UNC because it's the best odds and they tough. Like, I feel like they just got the vibes this year.
Okay. AC going to take down the 2 seed. I like it. And then Villanova, Kansas. I got Duke. I got Duke as my champion. Like, so I'm still, my tournament, my bracket still, it's still together a little bit. Well, no, it ain't. I only got one out of the 4, but it's still cool. I got one of them, and I still got my champion. So, you mean, well,
I got Villanova beating Kansas, though.
I think Kansas is going to beat them. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Kansas is going to beat them. I think it's going to be a wrap.
We going to see.
Because I can't remember the guy's name, but he tore his Achilles, man. He was a big piece to the team.
Villanova.
Damn, right? What is the dude's name right now? Yeah, I can't think of his name right now. I'm tripping. Anyway, one of their star players tore his Achilles, and I think that's going to be a big difference against Kansas, bro. Because then they're going to have to give the ball Archie Diaco, whatever, and his little brother, Ryan, little brother. They're going to have to get him more tick.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how it's going. I just think Kansas is going to win that, John. We don't know. Like, it's March Madness. You know, these games can go anyway, but I'm taking Kansas. Then I'm taking Duke. Then I'm taking Duke in the chip, bro. That's how I'm rocking.
I mean, I ain't mad at it. I got UNC, Villanova, and I got UNC in the chip. So, hey.
Okay. All right, man. We can leave them with that, man. We can be out of here, man.
Yes, sir. Episode 109. We're going to holler at y'all.